This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
SubhanAllah, this week, probably Friday was the only day that we did not have a janazah. We had a janazah every single day. And also tomorrow there's a janazah after Dhuhr also. So one brother was asking me, what do you think will happen after I die? I said the same thing that happened after this brother died. One day, 2 days. The closest people to you, maybe a week, a month. After that, life continues. It's not going to stop. Wallahi, akhwan, you know, now lately I understood, of course there's a hikmah, but now I really lived it, the hikmah, when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, frequently go to the maqabir. It really makes you wake up, and one of the main things it drives is that it makes you want to do as much as you can before you go under. Because you see, the dearest people to you, who would dare hold a fist of sand and throw it on his father's face? You will be doing it happily on your mother's face. You will be doing it. And then you leave. No matter how dear is that person to you, you will not stay. If I beg you, please, it's your mother. Just stay with her one night. I love her, but I can't. It's very tough over there. So, yeah, wallahi, it drives me crazy. The person, not the person who's sinning, we all sin, but the person who's sinning in the graveyard, smoking at the top of the grave. I told him, ya Habibi, listen, I usually am a very calm guy, but this I cannot, this I cannot take on top of the grave. I'm a dakhin, you're smoking on top of the grave. And if this is not going to wake you up, what is going to wake you up? On top of the grave? On top of the grave, you're smoking? Wallahi, may Allah guide us all. So, ya akhwan, this is, nothing prepared. Just please do as much as you can while you're still above the ground before we go under and we would beg Allah, ya Allah, bring me back. It will be too late. So, just a suggestion. Since tomorrow there's a janazah, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whomsoever do four things in one day, he will go to Jannah. What are these four things? Fast, give sadaqah, pray janazah, and visit a sick person. How about we practice them tomorrow, inshallah? There's a janazah already. By the way, the janazah, to count, not only the salat, you have to go to the graveyard. Okay? And fasting, it's Monday. Allahu Akbar, it's Rajab. So, and sadaqah is the easiest. On your way out, put something epic, more rewarding. And then, subhanAllah, there are a few brothers that are sick. We could go visit them and practice this ibadah that we have not practiced in a long time. You know, before we finish, many of us, try to do this ibadah. And if I ask you, what is the easiest one of them? Iftikhar, what's the easiest one about the four? Sadaqah, right? To give the sadaqah. Wallahi, I was talking to a brother in Africa, in Mali. He said, the hardest part of the four is to give the sadaqah. He said, dead people every day, sick people everywhere. Fasting is personal. But to give sadaqah, wallahi, ya Shaykh, I don't have anything. Allahu Akbar. The easiest one for us, it is the hardest one for them. Subhanallah. So inshallah ta'ala, let's practice this while we're still above the ground before we go under. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all our brothers and sisters. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.